Last week we spent a lot of time on the Tesis on Tez Zayin on the days Dimi Maschel Kamash Malot. Some of the details, a lot of details on Hilchas Bishul Akum. Now the Gemara goes back to the topic of Erev Tavshil. So on the top line, on Tez Zayin on the base, the Gemara quotes the Memra of Rababe, Omer Rababe, Erev Tavshil needs a Kazayis. Kazayis of food. So the Gemara has a Shaila, what if you're making an Erev Tavshil from many different families? So the Gemara says in Erevin, the Rif quotes the Gemara in Erevin, right here in Beitza doesn't say. The Gemara in Erevin says, if I want to make an Erev Tavshil, let's say the rabbi, the Gemara says, the rabbi's responsibility to make an Erev Tavshil for all the Balabatim and the Kila, whoever will forget. So when he wants to make an Erev Tavshil for others, he can't just make a declaration, I have them all in Zin. He has to make a Kinyan. He has to give it over to someone other than the immediate the members of his immediate family. Shouldn't just give it over to his wife or to his children. If he has some married children who are visiting, the yontah, he can give it over to one of those. But he shouldn't give it to one of the children who is samach al shulchan. He shouldn't give it to his wife. Give it to the neighbor. Give it to someone, some other balabas from the shul. They should pick it up, make a kinyan hagbor to be kind of for themselves a shutfas, to be kind of shutfas for all of those balabatim who will not make an erev tavshil. So the Gemara has a shaila in such a case when one person makes. Let's say if I have a family, a husband and a wife with nine children, so you don't have to make a kinyan for the others. The whole family is included. But if I but if I want to make an erev tavshil, or let's say I have guests for yontif, so I don't have to make a kinyan on behalf of the guests. Whoever is ben bayis for me, this Shabbos is included in the erev tavshil. But let's say if I want to make an erev tavshil on behalf of all the different people in the community who will forget, who don't know how to make their own erev tavshil, then you need a kinyan. So Gemara has a shaila in such a case. And you're making for several different families, is it sufficient with one kezayis, or you didn't need a kezayis l'chalechav? Yeah, so Gemara comes to the conclusion, one kezayis bein lechad bein lemei. Even if you make an erev tavshil for 100 families, it's enough with one kezayis. So that's what we learned. That's what we learned last week. So the Gemara says, how can you say that you need a kezayis? Tanan, it says in the Mishnah here, about six lines from the top. Achol shava, it says in the Mishnah. That if they ate up the Erev Tavshil, make an Erev Tavshil and an Erev Yontif, and then they realized that by mistake they ate up the whole Erev Tavshil, and they didn't prepare, they didn't cook the food yet for Shabbos. So it says, Achol, if they ate it up, Oisha Ovid, or it somehow got lost, Lo Yivashalo Lebetchilo, then you're not allowed to cook for Shabbos. Yivashalo Lebetchilo, you can't cook specifically for Shabbos. I can cook for Yontif, and if anything happens to be left over, so I can use it for Shabbos, but I'm not allowed to cook specifically. The Chatchila have in mind specifically for Shabbos if the Erev Tavshil was eaten up. Mishnah concludes, Shir Mimena Kosher, if a little bit is left over, let's say you put away a whole big pot of flesh as an Erev Tavshil, and 95% of it was eaten up, but you have a little bit left. So if Shir Mimena Kosher, Semichal of the Shabbos, Shetach Kosher. So how can you tell me that you need a Kazayis? And for the Gemara, that's what it means. My kol shehu, what does it mean? Labav gavta leka kazayis. Doesn't it seem to apply, even though you don't have a kazayis? The Gemara says, no, that's what it means. Kol shehu means a kazayis. Toshma, it says in a Tosefta, this is already an important line. Tapshil, the Mishnah says, according to Beis Hillel, you need a tapshil. The Shama hold, you need two tapshil. This will say that one tapshil is sufficient. The Gemara says, it has to be a tapshil, not a loaf of bread. Not pas, tapshil. So the Bryson now discusses vos heis tapshil. How do you have to cook it? Tapshil zetzli. It means it's broiled. Or, what if it's not broiled? What if it's cooked? What if it's fried? Also good. Afilu kavush shaluk umavushal. So let's see. Tzli, we know what that means. That means broiled. Shaluk umavushal means cooked to different degrees. Taisus always interprets Mavushal means cooked, and shalok means so cooked that it's falling apart. You overcooked it to the extent that everything is falling apart. And the Vilna Goyen and Yerideya has, he disagrees with the Taisus, it has a Yerushalmi, and he turns everything over, it's a little bit halachah l'maaseh, he disagrees, says it's faket. He has rise at the word shalok means partially cooked. Mavushal means fully cooked, shalok means partially cooked. So those three, more or less, we know what they mean. Soli means broiled, mashalik and mavushal means cooked to different degrees. Kovush, what is kovush? So kovush usually means like soaked pickles, not cooked at all. It's just
in brine.
So what does it say? That the tavshil for erev tavshilin is good, even if it's pickles that were never cooked. Does say it's a tavshil.
So that's what
Kovish Kemevushel. We spoke of that herring that the goy, it says like this: if you salted the fish and it's edible, here the Gemara said like this: if you salted the fish and it's edible the way it is without cooking, even though the goy did the salting, there's no bishalakum. So then, if you'll go ahead, and if the goy will continue to cook it, there won't be an issa bishalakum either, because he could have eaten it even without the cooking, could have eaten it raw. So then, if the guy cooks it, then it's good for Erev Tavshil. So it sounds like if he doesn't cook it, then it's no good for Erev Tavshil. That's the second line from the bottom. And if the guy cooks the herring after having salted it first, so then there's no Isad Bishalakim, because he could have eaten it even before he broiled it. But then, since he tzolam, since he broiled it, Samar Aleim Shem Erev Tavshil. But it sounds from the Gemara that just because it's Maluach, just because he salted it, it's no good for Erev Tavshil, because it wasn't cooked. You don't see Maliach. The Gemara has a klal Maliach Kiretzeh Kavish Kemevusha. So the original source of the klal is a Gemara in Chulin. Well, the Gemara talks if you have kosher meat with trefa meat sitting on top of each other, and you salt it, and they're sitting on top of each other, so the bliya will go from the trefa meat into the kosher meat, even though everything is cold. And usually a bliya has to have you have to have bliya, you have to have heat. The Yiru Tzachidish that Maliach Kiraseach. And the Gemara says also, and Kavush is Kemevushel. Maliach is Kiraseach, and Kavush is Kemevushel. What says Kavush Kemevushel? If I have, let's say, kosher pickles with trefa pickles, how can I have trefa pickles? Let's say you have cucumbers from Eretz Yisrael that are not gemaisit. So it's tevel. You have cucumbers from America that don't have to be gemaisit. So you have tevel, or you have all from Eretz Yisrael, some are gemaisit, some are not gemaisit. So you put them all in the same brine, and they're all soaking together. Or you have a chreis fish, whatever you have kosher and non-kosher soaking together. So if it soaks for 24 hours, then you say kovish kemevushel. We're even machmer by kovish b'chay mitzvitzir. It's very sharp brine, even less than 24 hours. We're machmer even 6 minutes, 8 minutes, a shala how long. But we pass in kovish kemevushel by stam liquid, needs 24 hours. And kovish b'chay mitzvitzir, if it's a very sharp brine, so it's only 6-8 minutes makes a treif. So here on Omer Aleph it says,
will you be over on this or shuna the 2 days? Can you make something kovish? Will it be like you?
Bishul.
Shabbos.
No, the Pashtus says that you don't. Min HaTorah for sure. You don't say kovish to mevushal on Shabbos. The Rabbanon there are dinim that you're not allowed to do kvish on Shabbos. You're not allowed to soak pickles on Shabbos to begin the pickling, and then it continues into Matzoy Shabbos. So that's awesome with the Rabbanon, because kovish to mevushal.
You can make one if you want to eat it. You can make one for yourself and eat it.
Yeah, if you want to eat it on Shabbos, sometimes you're not even allowed to do it to eat it.
Sometimes you would be allowed to, in the same way. Seer would be also on Shabbos.
It says you sometimes it depends. If it has a serious effect, let's say if you just put a pickle, I put a cucumber into brine for a half an hour, nothing happens. You just wash it off later on, just take like a, taste like a cucumber, like regular, nothing will change. But sometimes, pouring the brine on it will make a change in the texture of the flavor. So then the Gemara says that it is awesome at the Rabbanon.
On Shabbos.
On Yom Tov it can't be worse than Bishul. Bishul itself is mut. But on Shabbos there's a whole Mishnah and a Sugi about Hilmi. Ain't nois in Hilmi b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to prepare salt water on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to soak things in salt water if the nature of the fruit or the vegetable is such that it's going to have a significant change because of the salt. When Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you have to prepare the Zalt Rasa from before, because you're not allowed to on Shabbos. Yeah, so a special Gzeirah.
You don't
have to be allowed to. It's like Bishul on Shabbos. You're not allowed to. That's right. That's what it says in the Ferisha. Here is a problem. On Amud Aleph, it sounds like Dogim Ktanim Meluchim. If it's salted, even though the Melicha makes it Roy Lachile, it's not called a tapshil for the purposes of Erev Tavshil. Only in Tzolan Anach Rishamach Aleim Shem Erev Tavshil. If the goy cooks it later, even though I say it's not called Bishalakum, it's not called Bishal for Bishalakum, because it was Nechol Kamo Shulchai. I could have eaten the herring before the Tzliyah, but it is called Bishal with respect to Erev Tavshil. Here on the base, it sounds in the Braisa that Kovush is good. That Kovush is good for an Erev Tavshil, and Maliach is no good. So you could say, yeah, He could. Maybe there's a difference. Maliach kereseach is law. Maliach. The Gemara's lashon is that maliach kereseach and kavish kimevushal. The Gemara didn't say kavish kereseach. The Gemara writes it separately. Maliach kereseach with kavish kimevushal. Why the Gemara has the shinei lashon? We know why. It says in Yeridei why. Maliach kereseach. If you have treif with kasha touching each other and you have salt in between, a lot of salt in between, it will not make the whole kasha piece. Treif, it'll only make maliach kereseach like tzli. That tzli only affects kedei klipa, kedei netila, half an inch. So maliach kereseach will make treif the first half an inch of a first layer of the kosher piece of flesh. But if you have kovush kimavushal, it means that the bliya goes through and through. So that's what the simple meaning is, why the Gemara made a shinu loshen. Why maliach kereseach the tzli, and kovush kimavushal, that kovush, the bliya goes through and through, just like by mavushal, bliya goes through and through. So in Yeriday, there is a machloikis, the mechaber and the ramor. Is that all it means? Kovush kimavushal just means that it goes through and through? Or does it mean that it's takke more, not stam to the shiurim, how far the bliya goes through? But kovush kimavushal means more. There is a din, let's say you have flesh, ashech the beim, and it's full of dam. Has dam on the surface and dam inside. So how do you get the dam out? So the Gemara says, if you salt the flesh, you rinse it off first. If you're going to salt it before you rinse off the surface, so you'll make it worse. You'll be mavliya, the dam should be in on the surface. Dam will go in, you make a tray. You have to rinse it off first. Then it says in Shulchan Aruch, a lot of the, sometimes the butchers don't know the din. When you salt it, you have to rinse it off first and then wait till a few minutes after the water goes off. Sometimes they rinse it off and they put the salt on right away. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, that's a problem. You put the salt on when it's freshly rinsed off, so the salt is going to melt. You have salt water. You have zaltzvasser. You're not supposed to salt with salt water. You're supposed to salt with salt. So, so you rinse off the surface dam, and then you wait till it dries off a little bit. You don't wait 25 hours. You wait half an hour. You wait a few minutes till it dries off a little bit. Then you pour it on the salt. Then you leave it like that for a while. Then you rinse off after an hour. Then you rinse off all the salt on the outside. You have to have adach rishayna, adach achrayna, and you have the malicha in the middle. So the salt will succeed in removing all of the dam that's inside. It doesn't really remove all the dam. There's always going to be a lot of dam left. Whatever dam remains behind after this salting process, I declare it as tzir. It doesn't bother me. That's considered the juice of the piece of flesh. Whatever dam can be easily removed by salting is considered dam. Whatever dam doesn't come out easily by a simple salting process, the way we practice it in Yerudeya, so we declare that that's not called dam. That's considered seer. That's the juice of the flesh. So what happens, let's say, if I took a piece of flesh, and by mistake, I cooked the flesh, I forgot to salt it to remove the dam. I cooked the piece of flesh. So does that pose a problem? So I'll take the piece of flesh afterwards and I'll salt it. So that says near a day, no. We assume that the dam that was nivlai, they bishul, ain't a yoitzei ayidei malicha. Only, it's locked in and it can't. You may succeed in getting out a lot of the dam, but you won't succeed in getting out all the dam. We assume that a lot of dam will remain, and that's us. So now is the machlek, is the mechab and the ramor. What about the following case? What about you have a bucket of water, and you put in your flesh to do the hadocha rishayna? They usually you have big buckets of water, and then you put in the flesh to soak it for a while, of gisin, and then you're supposed to take it out and let it dry for a while and then pour on the salt. So let's say the balabasta is talking on the telephone, talking, and she forgot all about it, so she left the flesh soaking in the water for 24 hours. Talking on the phone to her. Okay. So Zolzach nishtrefen lisetref. So let's say the flesh is soaking in the water for 24 hours with the dam. So would you say kovish kemevushal, that this is considered like dam, Shabishla, basar shabishla the damai, and shuveni yaitzai de malicha? They say no. The Gemara didn't mean kovish kemevushal considered like bishul. It just means that the bliya goes kedei kula, not just kedei klipa like maliach kereseach itzli. If you have malicha two pieces, a piece with a kasha piece touching each other, you say maliach kereseach itzli. So the bliya only goes kedei netila, kedei klipa, shaylan yeriday half an inch. And kavish kemavushal just means the bliya goes duruch and duruch goes the whole chaticha, but it does mean there is kemavushal mavushal. So that's the machlek in the mechaber and the ramor. So the mechaber is meikel and the ramor is machmas. So the Bira Agro explains that that's the machlek in hilchus malichi. So that's the machlek is when the Gemara said kavish kemavushal, did it just mean the bliya goes throughout the whole chaticha? Well, men, no, it's taka considered like a bishul. Let's say lamashal there's a din, and esreg hamavushal is not good for the mitzvah. So what if you have an esrik ha-kovush? is also no good for the mitzvah.
My rabbi always says you're supposed to be careful around Pesach time when you soak the romaine lettuce and you desire to get out the worms. He's always careful to mention don't soak it too long, so 24 hours, because you wind up having cooked romaine lettuce.
Right.
You're not.
The Gemara says that. That's a Beferish Gemara. That if the Mara is cooked, the Gemara says an Esrog Gofen. Gemara says an Esrog that's a Mavushal, an Esrog that's Kavush is no good. An Esrog that's Kavush is no good.
But how about if a Gentile maid takes a pickle and she soaks it in water?
Yeah.
Okay, is that considered bishulakum?
No. Bishulakum is only if they do cooking.
This is my question.
Right.
Kashrum to a bushel dummy.
Yeah.
So she just soaked the pickle for 24 hours. Is that cooking?
No. But not for purposes of bishulakum. Okay. Not for purposes of... For purposes of bishulakum, it has to be al yidei ha'or with heat.
Hello.
Right, al yidei ha'or. So the pashtus is...
So what's the shali here with the meat?
So the pashtus is, let's say you have an esrig that's soaked, is no good. The mur that's soaked is no good, because we assume we follow the ramot, alfi pashtus. That kavish kemavushal doesn't only mean that the bliya goes through and through, it means more than that. It means it's really considered kemavushal. It's not bishal for Shabbos purposes, because you have to have esh or toldus esh. This is neither esh nor toldus esh. If you cook bechama on Shabbos, it's also mutam in atar and midir abonim. I'm a vashal bechama. So if you do bishul ayidei kovish, it's mutter also on Shabbos. But over here, for purposes of erev tavshil, that's the simple shot. It says tavshil zetzli, afilu kovish, shalok amavushal. Either tzli or kovish, or shalok amavushal. That's the pashup shot. Even though maliach is not acceptable if you have salted food that makes it edible, that's not called a tavshil for erev tavshilin. It's not a tavshil, but kovish is a tavshil. That's what it seems from the Rishonim. The Tur leaves out Kovush. So the Chacham Tzvi noticed this. How come the Tur left out Kovush? We have it in the Braisa. So the Chacham Tzvi has a tshuva where he suggests that the Tur punctuated the sentence differently. We punctuate the sentence Tavshil zet sli kama afilo Kovush kama sholo kama mavushal kama klusis kana kama. Everything is a kama kama kama. Another case. He says no, it means afilo Kovush sholo. That's what it means. If you have a kavush and then you did a shaluk on it, the same as the Gemara said on Amud Aleph.
If you dig a shaluk, why do you need kavush? What does kavush help me?
Even though it already was kavush and it was edible from before, you softened it by pickling it. Like the Gemara before. They salted it, they made it edible, but before it was an amayra, amar abasi amarav, and now it's a tosefta. Here it's a tana, it says the same thing as before. Before we said that for Erev Tavshil you have to have a Tavshil, and it's considered a Tavshil even though I already did something before I cooked it. I already salted it before I made it edible.
Yeah.
But still, when I do the cooking later on, that's considered a Tavshil. That's fine. That's considered a Tavshil for purposes of Erev Tavshil. So the Chacham Tzvi suggests maybe that's how the Torah read the Braisa. Afilu Kavush Shaluk. That's a Chiddush. Even if I did first a Kavush, which made it edible, I pickled it. And then I took the pickles and then I cooked them. So what did the cooking add on? It was already tasty from before. I already did a kavush on it. So nonetheless, that's a chiddush. But kavush alone, maybe that's not acceptable. The Torah holds that that's not acceptable. He didn't read it with a comma. I feel a kavush comma, shalok comma, mavushal. No, I feel a kavush shalok. That's what it means. Even if it were first kavush, a shalkai, then it would be acceptable. But the Torah is the only one who says like that. All the other Rishonim understand the Gemara Kipshuta, that maliach is no good. And kavush is good. And kavush is good. Yeah.
Vav seems to indicate that. Otherwise, you shouldn't have a vav between kavush and shalosh.
I don't know. No, usually you say A, B, and C. I feel a kavush shalosh and mavushal. You say the and after B and C. A, B, and C.
Yeah.
Then the Gemara has the tasefta goes further. Kul yisu ispinin shenasan olav chamin me'er of yantiv. Kul yisu ispinin is a Mishnah in Masechah Shabbos. See, the Rashi tells you Shabbos daf lamites, but Shabbos daf lamites is where the Gemara quotes it. It's really kuf memhei. It's a Mishnah in Shabbos daf kuf memhei, which is quoted on daf lamites. The Mishnah has like this: that bishul is only in a kli rishon. If you do bishul in a kli sheni, he said there's no bishul.
I put it in hot water.
Yeah. Let's say I take a kettle of water that the water was cooking there, then I pour the water into a glass And then I take a raw egg and I put it into the water in the cliché. So even if the water is so hot that it'll succeed in cooking the egg and making it soft-boiled, hard-boiled, whatever, to some extent or another, I will accomplish something. The halacha says that that's not a violation of bishul. There's no bishul b'cliché. There's a shaila in tesis whether there's an issa d'rabbanan on that or not. So we're sometimes machmer. So we're machmer in certain cases. In that case, we'll be machmer not to put the egg in a cliché with the rabbanan. But on the level of the raisa, there's no bishul. There's no bishul in a cliché. So now the Mishnah has a chiddush. There's no bishul on a cliché, and there's certainly no bishul if you pour from the cliché.
I pour
from the kettle into the cup, then I pour from the cup on the egg. If there's no bishul, if I put the egg in the cup, so kavachem if I pour irui from the cliché. So the Mishnah says, but what if I have some kind of a maichel that's kali habishul? It doesn't need so much cooking. It's very easy to get it roi lachila. And the example given in the Mishnah, there aren't so many examples. You can count them all on the fingers of one hand. Not so many. So the example given by the Mishnah is kuya, so ispinin. The Rashi says over there, kuya ispinin means a tuna fish somehow. Ispinin is the area in the Mediterranean near Spain, the area in the Mediterranean where you catch these tuna fish. So kuya, so ispinin means a tuna fish that's caught in a certain region in the Mediterranean. Shanasan olav cham in meyer of yontif. I poured on iri from a klisheni. I poured water from a kettle into a cup. Then I poured from the cup onto this thing. So the Mishnah says in Shabbos hadachos and zuig marmalachton. If you take such a fish on Shabbos and you pour water on top of it, even water from a klisheni, even though usually ein bishul b'klisheni, here you are chayv chatas. It's a malacha deraisa. Why shahadachos and pouring water on it zuig marmalachton? That's where Rashi quotes from the Mishnah. Pouring on the water hadachos zuig marmalachton. That's the malacha. So what kind of a malacha is it? So some achrayim say, Gemar malachta is makaba patish. Gemar malachta is makaba patish. The pashtus says that that's not what it means. The pashtus in the Gemara, the whole context of the Gemara Shabbos daf lamed tes, is that it's bishul. If you have dvarim shekalim with his bashel, it's very easy to cook it. So you say that yesh bishul afilu b'klisheni. So that's the pashtus pshat is verified from our Gemara also. The Gemara says by us that the tafshil for the purposes of erev tafshilin has to be either broiled or boiled or cooked or fried or cooked, or kuyis ispin shenasan olav cham mi'erev shat mi'erev yontif. If you have a raw fish which is very easy to cook because it's kalei habishul, and I didn't even cook it, I didn't fry it, I didn't have to fry it on the frying pan on the fryer, I just poured hot water on it from a cup where I poured the water from the kettle into the cup and I poured the water from the cup on, that's also called bishul. It's not called gmar malachta makaba patish. That's called a tafshil for the purposes of erev tafshil.
It's like an instant soup. You pour hot water into it, you have yourself a matzah, you have yourself a meal.
Yeah. Okay, similar over here, right. So this is called bishul. So all of these examples are acceptable for erev tafshil. So that this brice is a chiddush. I mean, this brice tells us things that we didn't know before. That kovish is good. The Torah holds kovish is no good, but it says the way we all learn kovish is good, and it says that kuyis ispinin. You say hadachas and zuig marmalachton kali abishul is yesh bishul afilu b'klisheni. Yeah, but the Gemara was quoting this Tosefta angling in a different line in the Tosefta that it says chilasa this seifa ein lo shir. It doesn't make a difference. Melechatchila when you want to put aside the erev tafshilin. Sometimes in Moshe, when you make tzitzis, just to give a Moshe, when you tie tzitzis on a talus, on an abakamfis, so when you tie the tzitzis, l'chatchila has to have a certain length, a minimum length, and it's not long enough that tzitzis is possible. But if l'chatchila I tied the tzitzis and had the right length, and later it gets torn a little bit, so then that's called gardume tzitzis, gardume tchelis. Since l'chatchila was kosher, so later on it retains the hechsher, even though it got small. So there's a difference. By tzitzis, you have other halachas like that, where there's a difference between the shear that's needed l'chatchila when you begin, and then b'sofo, if I had a shear b'tchila, had the correct shear, and then b'sofo, the shear that's needed is less. They'll reach a point that if the tzitzis will rip so much, it won't be any good. But that's already a further point. So here the Tosefta says, tchilos b'sofo yein l'shear. This doesn't make a difference. You don't say l'chatchila when you put an erev tafshilin has to have 5 kezesim, 10 kezesim. Remember, yeah, but once you set it aside an erev yontif, then on yontif, by mistake, you ate up part of it. As long as you have a kezayis left, it's not. No, it says no. L'chatchila, all you need a kezayis, and b'diyevit, you still need a kezayis. If you put aside a kezayis before yontif, then in the middle of yontif, you have less than a kezayis tegnish. That's the shear in the beginning, and that's the shear in the end. So it says, t'chilas of the sofa ain't a shear. Has no shear. So it sounds like mashu. So The Gemara says, "My lab." The simple reading seems to ain't lashir klal, because it doesn't contradict what you told us before. Amar Ababi needed kazak. The Gemara says, "No, that's what it meant." It means there's no maximum share. One might think he puts away a whole roast, such a big pot full of food, so it doesn't look like an erev tavshil. Erev tavshil means I began the hachonis on erev yontif, and I'm going to continue to cook on yontif for Shabbos. But if you have such a gigantic roast, that doesn't look like a haschala. That's a whole meal. So the Brisa says, no, there's no maximum shir. Ein lo shir lemaila, v'yesh lo shir lemata, and lo shir lemata. The minimum shir is kazayis, and that's called kolshu. You need a kazayis l'chatchila, you need a kazayis b'riyeda. Sure. Then the Gemara continues, this din we also know. Om Rav Hunom Rav, Rav has a chidush, erev tavshil tzich and das. When you set aside the erev tavshil, you have to have in mind. Let's say, stam, I have leftover food. You know, people, we have refrigerators, so there's always leftover food in the refrigerator. There's leftover something. So, let's say, an Erev Yontif, I forgot all about it. Yontif is Erev Shabbos. I have to make an Erev Shabbos. I forgot all about it. Then when I come home, I find that, yeah, we got plenty of food in the refrigerator. So, it's Shein Do'an Erev Tavshil. So, it says it's no good. You have to have in mind that I want this to be for the Erev Tavshil. Just because you have food in the refrigerator is not enough. You have to have in mind that it should be for Erev Tavshil. So the Gemara now has...
Without a bracha, it's also good.
Without a bracha, it's good, yeah. The bracha is not miyake, yeah. The bracha is not miyake, but you have to have in mind that it should be for the Erev Tavshil. There's a machlokes whether the picking up is miyake. You're supposed to pick it up at tefach, not... So is that miyake or not? Let's say someone is in shul, an Erev Yontav, they daven mincha. In Broyers, they always announce in between Mincha and Ma'ariv, and whenever Yontif falls out on Erev Shabbos, so it says in Shulchan Aruch like that. They have that meaning, like it says in Shulchan Aruch, you should announce Erev Tavshil. So what's the guy supposed to do? They announce Erev Tavshil, they're going to say Baruch Hu in another minute. They give you a half a minute. So how's he going to run home? So some poskim hold that you don't have to pick up the Erev Tavshil. The only time you have to pick up a Tefach is if I want to make an Erev Tavshil and I have the other people as well, so I give it to you. You pick up a Kinyan. But I make for myself, I don't need a Kinyan. And other Mishayim say no. Other Goyim hold no, that you always have to. That's the Maisa Hanochas Erev Tavshil, and you have to pick up a Tefach. It's not only needed for the Kinyan when you want to do on behalf of others, for yourself you also need. But most of the poskim hold, you don't need a Hagbah. So strictly speaking, the guy is in Shul. If he knows what he has at home, he knows his wife has something, so he can say, I hereby declare all the food at home as the Erev Tavshil. There's no maximum. It says, Ein lo shir lemaila v'yesh lo shir lemata. So you have all you need is the das. All you have to have is the das. Shaila if the Amir is ma'akev. That's also a machlok. Shaila if Amir,
you have to say.
That's a shaila. Do you have to say, with this Erev Tavshil, it should be permissible for us to cook and to bake and to bench lift and to carry?
That's Erev Tavshil, and you think that whatever you have in your refrigerator is good, it should be good.
Oh, so that's a machlokes whether the Amira is makir or not. You have to say, Bahadene Ruva Yehesharalon. With this Erev Tavshil, it should be permissible for us to cook and to bake. So that's a machlokes. Is it good enough machshava das, or do you have to have Amira? That's a shaila. If you hold you do need Amira, then we have a big problem. Because our minig is that we say it in Aramaic, Bahadene Ruva Yehesharalon. And Aramaic is not the spoken language in America. I don't know if it's spoken language anywhere.
I saw in some place you say it in English.
Oh, so if you say it in English, it's good. Yeah. The shaila is, what if I speak? See, if I say in Hebrew, if you speak in Hebrew, say Hebrew Alpidin is an international language. Hebrew is the Loshon HaKodesh. That's a language, whatever country, whatever time, whatever space. But if you speak, let's say, you can be Yotze Krishma in translation. So if you say Krishma in American English, is good. What if I know French and I say Krishma in French and Chinese and Spanish? In America, if I say in Chinese in China, I say in French in France, is good. What if I say in America, I say in French? But in America, that's not the spoken language. Are you Yotze or not? So the Mishnah Berurah has a Chiddush that he thinks that you're not Yotze. He has a Gemara in Kiddush, in the first part of Kiddush, and he interprets that's what it says in the Gemara. Yehuda Habiruba, the Alma. So he says, if you speak a foreign language in a Medina, but that's not the spoken language, and it's not Loshon HaKodesh, that's not the official Hebrew language, so then it's not considered Amira, it's not considered Dibur. And he says, Nuchas Krishma Achidish. He thinks that you're not Yotze Krishma in Chinese. In America, that's not the, in China you would be Yotze, in America you wouldn't. Others disagree with the Mishnah Brewer. They hold that there is no such Gemara in Kiddushin. It doesn't. That's not the Pshat in the Gemara. And that's not the halacha. But the shaila is, if one holds like that Mishnah Brewer, And you hold that by Erev Tavshil and the Amir is Ma'akev. So what are we speaking in Aramaic for? B'hadein Eruv. Aramaic is not Hebrew. Aramaic is not the universal language. Loshna Kodesh is the accepting. Speak Hebrew, even though no one in Medina knows a word that you're talking about. No one in America understands any Hebrew. It doesn't matter. But if you speak Hebrew, Hebrew is acceptable. But the Nusach that's printed in the Haggadah, the Nusach that's printed in the Machzor and the Siddur, is B'hadein Eruv Yehashar Alana. That's not Hebrew, that's Aramaic. So Aramaic is a foreign language. A foreign language in America, which is not the spoken language of Machlokes. According to the Mishnah Berurah,
Aramaic is accepted as a language and belong. You have it many times.
Aramaic?
Yeah. It's like almost like Hebrew.
Almost like, but look, the question is not Hebrew. That's the question. Even if you do understand, even if you do understand, the Mishnah Berurah wants to say, if it's not the spoken language, then it's not acceptable. Yeah, that's for sure.
But if I understand French in America, so I won't be able to.
According to the Mishnah Berurah, that should be the din. It should be the din. According to the Mishnah Berurah, it should come out that all the Gittin are no good. The Gittin are written half in Hebrew, half in Aramaic. So all the Gittin are no good. How can it be? It won't be good in any country in the world. Who speaks Aramaic today?
Arab Yontif.
How long before Shabbat? No, should be cooked on Arab Yontif. On Arab Yontif. But the Evid, if you cooked it a year before, let's say you have a box of matzahs and you're using a matzah with a hard boiled egg. So let's say the matzah was baked a year ago. Yeah, way, a long time ago. Hard-boiled egg was baked a few days ago. So, but the Gemara said that would also be good. But lachatchila, it would appear from the Gemara. The Mishnah Berurah says lachatchila should be cooked and baked on Erev Yontif for the purpose of the Erev Tavshilin. Yeah.
Right. Erev Tavshilin, we're not usually the woman stands and listens to the husband, right? And what about if the husband went to shulas in your case, and the wife realized that
she can make it
good for her.
Yeah, she can make her own air fresheners.
She can make it.
Woman's the one who usually cooks.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who does the malacha. Yeah. But some member of the family has to make the tefshilin. Shabbos, let's say the balabasta is going to make the tefshilin with the bracha. Maybe her husband already made it in shul long distance. When they announced the tefshilin, maybe remind himself on the way to shul. And he already made a declaration that should be the Erev Tavshilin.
Yeah.
So in such a case, Mistama, the wife, should make the Erev Tavshilin on a bracha. Maybe the husband already made it, and she's not aware of it.
Rashi says here,
the Mishnah Berurah writes Lachatchila should be cooked the same Shabbos or maybe the same Erev Tavshilin also. He's not sure. That's Lachatchila. But here it says the Das is Na'akev. So that Das that it should be cooked the same Shabbos or the same Erev Tavshilin.
So
that's not
the act that you do. That's
for the Erev Tavshilin. It should be designated as the Erev Tavshilin.
And by saying the words afterwards, you're doing with the Das. I mean, that's
that is the expression of the Das. Yeah. Yeah. So the Gemara has a suffix though. Who's das? Shita das aminech deinon, the one who designates this food as the Erev Tavshilin. He has to have in mind that this should be the Erev Tavshilin. That's why he spells it out and he says it, the Amira. The Shaila is, what about das mishe nichol beinon or lo beinon? What if I want to be a good Samaritan? I want to Zakas, I want to make an Erev Tavshilin. They have all the balabatim are going to forget. So do I have to tell them before Yontif begins? So that the Erev Tavshilin should take effect for them. You can't make an Erev Tavshilin on Yontif. You got to make the Erev Tavshilin before Yontif begins. So do I have to notify all? Does the rabbi have to make an announcement Erev Yontif in the morning that I'm going to make an Erev Tavshilin on everybody's behalf and everyone should have in mind? Or do you say no? He makes the Erev Tavshilin on Erev Yontif. You don't need their das. And then on Yontif he announces, whoever forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin can rely on mine, I made it already. Even though they didn't have das on Erev Yontif, it will still be good. That's the Gemara Shaila. Do you need das? Misha hinicholo be'inan alabina. Do you need their das on Erev Yontif? Or is that not necessary?
But he's relying on the rabbis. You said the rabbis only to those people who forget or don't do it. But if he knows that the that has to make an Erev Tavshilin, why should he say that he's relying on the rabbi to let him make now?
Let's say he doesn't know how. Not everybody knows how to make. He doesn't understand. He doesn't know how to pronounce the words. Yeah.
He wouldn't even know to rely on the rabbi either.
Huh?
Why don't we say
the pesach is that you do say like that, but the shot is maybe in Hilchos Erev Tavshilin it doesn't work. Maybe it only works Erev Tavshilin.
He knows.
The person
knows.
Because the whole idea is that the meal, we began the preparation of the Shabbos, the meals already from before Yontif, and all the cooking on Yontif that we're going to do is going to be a hemshech from before. So what good is it you're going to say, Zachon Adam Shalai B'fonav? But he didn't even know that anybody began cooking his meals on Erev Yontif. How can you consider it a haskalah of the meals for him? He wasn't even aware that anybody did anything. So the Gemara says, nah, it's okay. Toshma, the Abu Adishmuel, Shmuel's father, family was a rav in his community, Ma'arva Kula Nardo. He used to make an Erev Tavshilin. For all the balabatim in the city Nardor, so therefore what? Still doesn't show anything. Abam Rabbasim Abra Kula Tveri. They lived in Eretz Yisrael. Nardor is in Bavel. Rabbi Ami Rabbi Yasi lived in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi means they had smicha. Obviously they lived in Eretz Yisrael. So they lived in Tveri, a city in Eretz Yisrael. They used to make an erev on behalf of all the people. So how do you see?
Yeah.
How do you see?
Wouldn't have all the people's gods?
For the next line, you see, we're going to get to that. We'll discuss it again. For the next line, you see, Machres of Yankid Baridi after the two dots. One of the Chachamim used to announce, Mishla Nir Erev Tavshilin Yavo V'Yismach Al Shali. So that sounds like in the middle of Yontif. Sounds like in the middle of Yontif, he said, whoever forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin can rely on mine. So that sounds like the Yevet, even though they were not aware on Erev Yontif. That's. But how do you really prove in the first two memories that it says Avur de Shmuel used to make an Erev Tavshilin on behalf of all the Balabatim in Nardor, and Rabbi Mirabas used to make on behalf of all the Balabatim in Tveria? Maybe they notified everybody on Erev Yontif. It means it's hard to notify everybody.
You say all the Balabatim. There must have been some Balabatim who knew about the Erev Tavshilin.
Okay.
So here it seems that even those people who knew could be relying on the rabbi.
Let's say they asked the rabbi, we would like you to make an Erev Tavshilin for us. That's mutar l'chatchila.
So everybody can ask the rabbi to make it, and that's it. Then
The shaila is, let's say they have a chief rabbi in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. They have a Sephardic chief rabbi and Ashkenazi chief rabbi. So let's say all the Sephardim in the world will ask the Sephardic chief rabbi to make an Erev Tavshilin for us. They'll put it on the email, on the internet. Yeah. He's making for everybody, and the Ashkenazi chief rabbi make for the ganze Welt. Would that be acceptable?
No.
I'll make for all the Jews in Alaska and Australia and South America, huh? That's the Shalik Gemara says they have to be within the tchum. So the Ra and on the Rif, and that Gemara says, why do they have to be Teich HaTchum? The Gemara says the Rav who makes for the whole community is good, only for those people who live Teich HaTchum. Where's the Gemara?
Right, two lines.
Atchum Shabbos, right? That's the next two lines. Atchum Shabbos, only those that live Teich HaTchum. So the Ran has such a lashon on the Rif. He says he thinks that the reason why they felt they had to be mitzamtzem it, they had to limit it a little bit, because otherwise they'll appoint one person as the shliach. So one person, the chief rabbi of the world, will make an Erev Tavshilin for all the Jews in the world, and it'll be good. So the Chachamim felt that that's not the right thing to do. So it's an interesting, the Sfasemis points out in this round, this is interesting. What's the whole idea, what's the whole philosophy behind the Erev Tavshilin? If you began cooking on Erev Yontif, so then you're allowed to continue. Minatari, you're allowed to cook on Yontif for Shabbos. But whatever the explanation the Gemara gives in Pesachim. But the Rabbanim, they said, you're not allowed to cook the Tchila. But if you began to cook on Erev Yontif in preparation for Shabbos, then whatever you cook on Yontif is considered a Hemshech, a continuation from your preparation that you made on Erev Yontif. So how is it possible that the chief rabbi will make an Erev Tavshilin and he'll have everybody in mind and he'll make a kinyan on behalf of everybody? How can that be considered the haskalah of everybody? But they can't even get, they live in Alaska.
Yeah.
How can you consider that the haskalah of the food for them?
But this could be, let's say, the whole concept of making the Erev is a philosophical. It is not a practical. They know we fool medreta. So therefore, the chief rabbi says, technically, we are not allowed to cook Yontif on Votim. By me making the Erev, I accept this halacha. But there, where we make the Dortmund, so I make the Majesty the Heter. Basically, in so many words, is what he's saying. There's nothing wrong with it.
Okay, so you see a Chiddush that the Ran holds me Ikaradin, the Erev Tavshilin should have really been good for a person who can't even get to eat it.
Yeah.
He lives in Alaska. He lives in Bavel. So really it should have been good, and the only reason why they said it only helps for the people who live Teichat Chum is because then you're going to undo the whole Takonis Erev Tavshilin. It's going to be one person who's going to make for the whole wide world. That's the lotion they're on used. You're going to undo the whole Takana. One person will make for the whole world, and they didn't want that. Then you'll all be in trouble. Okay. Everybody's relying on one person. He's going to forget. We'll all be in trouble.
The whole world that
is. Here on page 16 on the second wide line. Third wide line. Abo tvei mihachi efshed afilu bim mefarsh masna lamahani. Sheina bedin sheyarev echod al kol ha'olam. It's not right that you should have one person make an Erev Tavshilin for the Ganzer Welt. So that's why they had to limit it, so they limited it to Teichat Chum. So I would have said, the Sfasema says, he would have said, of course Teichat Chum, if he can't come to eat the food. So how can you consider that food Das Cholet Svaradik? What do you have to say? The Chum wanted to limit it because in Kenein Lodovasov you'll just, the whole Erev Tavshilin institution will shrink one person. How can you do that? No, it won't shrink. So you see, the Ran held that that's not a problem. Other Rishonim seem to learn that that is the Posh Vashat in the Gemara, that it only helps for the people who live Teichat Chum, because if you live Chutz L'Chum, it's not Shach, he can't
different time. Rashi
is not Mashma also like that, right? Rashi says
it's an
Umdina.
Not because of the
right. Rashi says not because he can't get to the food.
Yeah.
It's an Umdina. He probably did not have them in mind. What if he did have them in mind? It would be good, yeah, but the Shach, but he can't get to eat the food. How does Rashi? So the Rishonim, there's a Balamor here. So the Rishonim say, no, it could be like this. Let's say like this. I live in the city, and this fellow lives Chutz L'Tchum. So I probably don't have in mind anybody lives Chutz L'Tchum. But what if that fellow made an Erev Tchumen? He made an Erev Tchumen. So he will come. He can come. I'm just not aware that he made an Erev Tchumen. I don't know that he can come. Then all of a sudden he comes into Shacharis in the morning, and he davens in Ashul, and then he says, what do I do? I forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin. So can I tell him, well, don't worry, I made an Erev Tavshilin for anybody who forgets, so you're included. So the Rishon Balamor says that that's Pshat in Rashi, that if he lives Chutz L'Tchum, I probably didn't have him in mind, even though he comes into the city and could eat my food, I didn't have him in mind.
Why is the Erev Tavshilin worth at all for anybody else?
That's a good kasha, but that's what the Gemara raised the question on the top of the Amud. When you make an Erev Tavshilin for many people, do you need a kezayis l'chol echod v'yechod or not? The Gemara says, no, all you need is one kezayis.
Even chol kezayis l'chol echod v'yechod is still the kasha. If it means that I have to start the cooking before,
that means
what helps
one?
He starts the cooking for himself. He's not cooking for me.
I'm
not
the chef.
Him to eat.
The Yid has to do the cooking. If he has a chef working in the kitchen, it's also good. You have to solve the problem of Bishalak.
Can he say that I only make a Erev Tavshilin for everyone who gives me a quota? Who doesn't give me a quota, I don't include him.
He can say whatever he wants. He can say whatever he wants. But he won't be a nice rabbi.
He learned that thing 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
he learned that one didn't like the other guy, that you're poshe or something.
But he's not a good rabbi. The rabbi is supposed to make life easier for the Balabatim. It's the rabbi's responsibility to make an Erev, if halachically acceptable. It's the rabbi's responsibility to make an Erev Tavshilin to the extent that he can, to include as many people as possible.
Yeah. I
don't think so, no. No. The Gemara in Erevin says Beferish on Daf Pei. When you make an Erev Tavshilin for other people, then you have to be machna to them. And the Gemara has it in this context. The Rif quoted in this context. Yeah. When he's making on behalf of other people, all you need is one kezayis for everybody.
Didn't we say earlier that one of the reasons for the Erev Tavshilin is the hecker?
Yeah, yeah.
That's one of the reasons. How does the hecker work?
Somebody else's house.
Possibility of going
to. It's a good taina. I don't know. It's a good taina. I don't know. Anyway, these are the three pshatim that appear in the Rishonim. Why is Ad Chum Shabbos? Why does the rabbi only have the ability. Why can they only mark the Erev Tav Shilin for the people who live within the Tchum Shabbos? So the Ran says they had to arbitrarily cut out, limited, otherwise you're going to undo the whole Takon. And Rashi says it's an umdan, he probably didn't have them in mind. And others, and the Sfasem's quote to other Rishonim say, no, it's neither pshat. It's only good if they have a shaychus to eat it. If they live chutz l'tchum, they can't get to eat the food, of course it's no good. How can you consider this their haschala of their meal if they can't come to eat this meal? These are the three pshatim that the Rishonim have.
Then
Achimita would be, what if I have the famish in mind? I say I have in mind, even the people who live chutz l'tchum. So according to Rashi, it would be good. Rashi says just an umdin it, but it could be, that's what the Sfasem's could be. Could be that's what the Baal HaMor says in Rashi. Could be it's good for the people who live chutz l'tchum to have them in mind if they made an erev etchum. But if they didn't make an erev etchum, they can't get to eat the food. So it's nothing to discuss. Of course, it's no good. Rashi didn't mean that it's good if I have in mind someone in Australia has no shaychus at all. These are the three pshatim in the Gemara. Then the next Gemara is the Shal Machres Rav Yanke Baridi. He made an announcement in Shul. You should really make your own. Unless I ask the other person to make for me, that's even good l'chatchila. But if I didn't ask him, I should be lying. Zachanam shalifanav. That's only be the end. Yava v'yismach al shali. He should be lying. What does it mean? Yava v'yismach al shali. Pashup shat. How do you say? He should be lying on my erev tavshilin. That's the pashup shat. She lie on my erev tavshilin. Lat kamo atchum shalas. Then the Gemara tells a story. This we learned about. Who saw you? There was once a blind man. The havi misada masnait the kamei the mashmuel. He used to recite brises. He was blind, but he knew brises by heart. He used to visit Shmuel. He used to recite brises in the presence of Shmuel. Chazie once on Yontif he saw the blind man, the Haviyatziv, the blind man was sad. Amalei, so Shmuel asks his Chavrusa, Amai Atzivas, what's the matter? What do you say? Amalei, I forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin. The lo yasivi, Eruv Tavshilin, and I won't be able to cook any food for Shabbos, and I'll just have a chalas, that's all. May not even have any chalas, I have nothing to eat. So Amalei, Smoch Adidi. How do you translate Smoch Adidi? Rely on my Erev Tavshilin.
I had in mind the people who didn't do it.
I had in mind whoever forgets. Lashana next year, Chazi Shmuel sees the Cheverman again. You were faulty. You should have remembered the Kuli Al Mashar. All the other Balabatim can rely on my Erev Tavshilin. Lididoch Asa. For you, the Erev Tavshilin doesn't help. That's the Pashu B'Shat Nigma. So in Shulchan Aruch, there's a Machlokes, the Taz, and others. What is this? This is a din that only once in your lifetime you can rely on the rabbi's Erev Tavshilin, one strike and you're out because you're a Poshaya? Or it means that that's what he had in mind. Shmuel had in mind. He doesn't want to make. But if the rabbi of the community is a good-hearted rabbi and he has everybody in mind, I don't have much. I think the Taz makes that deal in the Rashi. I don't want
the contradiction. The rule brings this in juxtaposition to the first member, where the first member of Astos. It doesn't matter. Everybody can rely.
Yeah.
So this limits to what he said before.
This is a problem. Doesn't it contradict? Doesn't the story with Shmuel contradict the previous one? Sounds like every year.
Shmuel didn't like it.
No.
But if you say
like
that Shmuel didn't want, Shmuel didn't want. Okay, so Shmuel didn't want. The others did want, and Shmuel didn't want. But if you say that kach nemra halacha. That is the shtim with Avua de Shmuel, Rabbami is the machlokes. That's the shah. That's what the Baal HaMor asks over here. Taz says he can be lied. Taz says it's only Shmuel was a meanie.
I don't think Shmuel was a meanie. Shmuel meant that I told you last year you should have remembered that to do it.
Therefore what?
Therefore teach your lesson. You shouldn't do it again.
I didn't have Shmuel do it anyway.
He
says I didn't have your mind.
What if somebody didn't make a test Shmuel but he can eat my food?
Yeah, that he can
get it with me.
Yeah.
So we should have invited him to eat.
So that's what the Baal HaMor translates the words differently. Smoich adidi. What does it mean, Smoich Adidi? It's a bush of Shad Falaza Hamay Erev Tavshilin. So the Balamor says, no. Sambach HaShulchani. I invite you to eat at my table.
That's a big deal.
Because the Gemara said before, Shilchum, that's what he quotes the Gemara before, Shilchum Mana is Le'ein Nochain Loi. The Gemara quoted the pasuk from Nehemiah. Give food to those who didn't. So the Gemara says, what does it mean, Shilchum Mana is Le'ein Nochain Loi? L'mishalai Niach Erev Tavshilin. Ika the Amrei, you should give him. Don't give him any food. So the Balamor says, and that's the pshat. He interprets differently. He says, smoch adidi means eat by my table.
Yeah.
But he says, you forgot last year, forgot this year?
Yeah,
I'm not going to invite you. I'm not going to invite you to my table.
That's
hard to say. Why, no, he says that's halacha. He says, Ika the he says, Shmuel holds like the second version.
Not that you forgot the what's name. You're only looking for an excuse to eat by me.
This is one suggestion that the Balamor has. He has two suggestions on his Gemara. He has one suggestion where he reinterprets the whole expression. Smoch adidi means eat by me. And then the next year he said, Bevel is Ashir. I'm not the chayv to invite you to eat by me. But any. Doesn't fit in. Doesn't fit in. So you have to change the gears. Then he has another suggestion that he prefers, I think. Balamor has two. There's another suggestion where he says, the rabbi makes an Eftav Shilin for all the Balabatim in the community. Why does it work? It's based on the principle of Zachon Liyonim Shlevavon. They're really supposed to make, each one is supposed to make his own Eftav Shilin. So I make on behalf of everybody. So wait a minute. I make on behalf of all the Balabatim, so what if one Balabos makes his own Eftav Shilin? I made an Eftav Shilin, I'm the rabbi, I made an Eftav Shilin 9 o'clock in the morning on Erev Yom. Balabos runs to work. He's at 9 o'clock in the morning, he's not sitting around at home. So he comes home. If I stop at the area half an hour before he starts drawing, takes a shower, and then he's got to make an Erev Tav Shilin. He takes a matzah and a hard-boiled egg, then makes an Erev Tav Shilin, Zoch Tabrocha. He's saying a brocha of Atola. I already made Zoch Leodim Shlevifon, making a brocha of Atola.
But also,
the answer for whoever remembers, it's not a Zoch and Adrab. I'll make an Erev, a brocha of Atola. So that's a chayva. That's a chayva, that's not a schus. That's how it says in Hilchas Chala. They used to have such a practice. They used to have one baker, one person would knead a lot of dough for all the balabatim in the community, and every balabasta would buy from the baker a raw dough, and then they would be mafish challah, and then they would bake it. So the baker would be afraid, or let's say one of the customers would be afraid, maybe some of the people are going to forget to be mafish challah. So when one person, either the rov or the baker, or one of the customers would be mafish challah from their share, they'd say, I'm being mafish challah for mine and for whoever else.
Forget.
For everybody. I'm mafish challah for everybody. So I'm mafish challah for everybody. So the other person, whoever, kol hakodim zocha, whoever is mafish challah first, says the bracha, has the mitzvah, and everybody after him is mafish challah on their share. Is the bracha of Atola? Because he's doing zocha and other mishlach on him. So in Yeridei, the Taz and the other mefarshim on Yeridei talk about this. Hilchas challah said, they say, no. My hafrosh is challah for your chelek. How am I balabos to be mafish challah for yours? How can I be mafish for you? So the answer is that based on zoch liyadam, shloim b'fana. What do you mean zoch liyadam? But you want to do your own hafrosh. Nichalay leinish l'mevet mitzvah l'mayinay. You don't want mitzvah bo yosef b'shluch. He wants to do his own hafrosh is challah. So for the person who remembers and who says the bracha, I'm not doing him a favor by my hafrosh is challah. It's a chayva. I'm going to make his bracha into bracha l'vatol. So it's not challah for him. But for the whoever will forget to be mafresh challah, for them it'll be good. So the same over here. So the Balamor continues to say like this: the rabbi in the community makes an eftav shilin on behalf of everybody. Says based on zoch liyadam shloim b'fanav, but zoch liyadam shloim b'fanav only applies if at the time that I'm doing it on behalf of the other person, it looks like it's going to be a schus for him. It looks like I'm doing him a favor. Let's say l'mashal. This week, the Shaila came up three different cases. Let's say a couple adopts, a Jewish couple, not religious at all, adopts a non-Jewish baby, and then they gayer their baby. So the Gemara says in Ksubis, in the first paragraph, you have a right to convert a little baby, it's based on the principle of the Zachalav. So the Ruba of the Paskim say, Rabbi Yitzchokhanan, and all the major Paskim, they all said, When is it a schus to convert a non-Jewish child? He's going to be brought up as an observant Jew, but you're going to raise the child as a non-observant Jew. Shem beset sablay magoy. what are you doing him a favor to make him chayv in 613 mitzvahs? You don't keep nothing. You just keep seven mitzvahs in there. It's better to remain a goy. There's a big issue in Eretz Yisrael. Last year, this year.
Now it's a big minor to be a Jew. Now you go to Israel, you get $6,000 to settle.
One of the Gedolim said, Rav Meir Don Plotsky, I think, writes a tshuva in the end of his sefer, Chemdas Yisro. He visited America briefly, then he went back to Europe. A Polish goyim, one of the great goyim. So he writes a tshuva there about this shaila taka. Is it a schus to be converted, to be raised as a non-observant Jew, or is it better to be a goy? So he says he visited America and he saw the Jews, they're not religious at all, but they give so much money to tzedakah. They support all the yeshivas in Europe. They have such schusim. So he thinks that it's, even if he's adopted by non-observant parents at all, but they're going to train him to give tzedakah, so it's worth it. It's still a schus. That's what he thinks. Yeah. But I don't know that that was the accepted opinion. I think the ruba of the Rabbanim held that it's only a schus if the parents are going to raise the child as a religious, they're going to raise him as a religious Jew. You don't say that, let's say you adopt a non-Jewish baby and then you convert him, and then later on when he finds out, before Bar Mitzvah, when he finds out that he was converted, he has a Brei Higdi L'Yuchadim Limchus. He can decide he doesn't want the whole thing. So why not say, we'll convert him now and we'll give him the option. He has an option either to be Jewish or not Jewish. When you give a person all the options, das alein is aschus. So you see from the Gemara in many places that that's not the case. You can only do the act of zachen if at the present it looks now like it's going to be aschus. So then the din is that he has an option later. But just to be mezakim, to give him options, that's not good. The Mishnah says in the first parak in Gittin, let's say the husband wants to divorce his wife, writes a get, and the wife is not here. So he gives a get to someone else, and he says, pick up the get on behalf of my wife, zachen le'adu shlo b'fono. So later on when the wife finds out, so you have to, say, I don't want it. Thank you, but no thank you. I don't want this chus of being divorced. So the Mishnah says it's no good at all. Even if the wife later on says she wants it, it's no good, because at the time that he does the act of zochen, it has to appear that he's doing a schus. And a get usually appears that it's not a schus. Unless we know the wife has been clamoring for years, she wants a get, and finally he gives a get, that would be zochen le'adam shlo b'fono, because at the time that he's giving the get to someone else, it looks like it's a schus, because the best of our knowledge, that's what she wanted for the last 10 years. She's been dying to get a get. But if we never heard that she's interested in getting a get, then at the time that he gives a get, it looks like it's not a schut. So just because we're giving the wife all the options now, if she wants, she can say she wants, if she wants, she can say she doesn't want it, that itself is not called zochen. So the same thing by any case like that. The only time you say zochen is if at the time that you do the act of zochen, let's say the rabbi is making the Erev Tavshilin, Erev Yontif in the morning, so you say, I'm making the Erev Tavshilin on behalf of all of my balabatim, because I know they're not so learned, and they're going to forget, and they're busy all day in the business, they work for a living, so I'm going to say schut. And it looks like it is a schus, because most of them are not learning, and the others are busy all day. They probably are going to forget. It is zochen le'adam shlo b'fono. So the Balamor says, but if you have one balabas in your neighborhood, he's a Talmud Chacham, and he knows how to make an Erev Tavshilin. This Samya, this blind man.
Yeah.
And he wants mitzvah bo yosem v'shluchoi. Every yontif he says, I'm making my own Erev Tavshilin. I'm not interested. So when the rabbi made the Erev Tavshilin 9 o'clock in the morning, it didn't look at that time that like we're doing this blind man a favor, because the blind man always makes his own Erev Tavshilin. From the perspective of 9 o'clock in the morning, it looked like we're not doing him a favor. So even though later on it comes in the middle of Yom Tov, it turns out
it would have been a favor.
Yeah, but it didn't appear so. At the time he made the Tavshilin, it didn't appear so. So that's how the Balamor interprets this Gemara. Do a stalachem ol gemachta negin erev tavshilin.
Even though last year he didn't.
Amalei pesheyat. What does it mean? You are always a medaktik. Last year you forgot. So last year was a skut. But since then you are makabel. That's what the Balamor adds on to the Gemara. It doesn't really say it. He says other yamim tovim intervened between the last time and this time, and every time he was makbet to make his own erev tavshilin. So kilu, there's an umder in the muchach that we're not doing him a favor by making the Erev Tavshilin for this Samya. So since at the time the rabbi's Erev Tavshilin was made, it didn't appear to be a schus for this individual person, even though later on it turns out that we would have been doing him a favor, let's say, non-observant parents adopt a non-Jewish child and they convert the child and he's brought up as absolutely nothing with nothing, then he falls in with NCSY and then he becomes Zeyafrum. Who could have visualized such a thing? Just because it happens to turn out, everything turns out good in the end, that's not called Zachman Shalfana. Mm-hmm. At the time that the Bezin did the Geiris, it has to look like it's going to be an act of Zachan. And then we say, we hope it's going to turn out, and if he's Meichel later on, he can break it up. But at the time that you're doing the act of Geiris, it doesn't appear that we're doing him a favor, that you don't say Zachan.
That's why it says a year. Why do you have to say a year? It should say the next Yomtov.
What do you mean the next year? A year went by.
Yeah, so the whole year. That means there was something in between that he didn't make Geiris.
So it could be there was no Yontif next to Shabbos.
Yeah, but the Balamor claims that that's the reason why. A year went by, and every Yontif he did make an Erev Tavshilin. He already learned, and he demonstrated, like an Umdin in the Mukha, that he doesn't want to be lying on the rabbi's Erev Tavshilin.
Just moves, no? It just lights up. Just moved over.
But so then it shouldn't help anyone if it gets. Shouldn't help once. According to this Balamor, it shouldn't even help once. To any Balabas who knows and he just happened to forget, it should turn out that it shouldn't help even once. I don't know.
Why do we keep on the Nusach?
Why do we think the Nusach has the same? That's only the rabbi supposed to say that Nusach. A normal person that makes an Erev Tavshilin doesn't give it to someone else to pick up a Tevach to be kind for other people. So the last line along with Chol Adorim Bir Azaz, that's only the rabbi who's Mezakai. No. It doesn't make sense that everyone, they have it printed as if everyone is supposed to say that. That line is only for one who makes for others. Yes. Yeah. He has to have the tefillah all over again. The bris is a question. If the bris was originally done a goyishet baby, the bris was originally done l'shem geirus, so that could be that even if it wasn't an act of zachen, you wouldn't have to repeat it later. I remember when we were learning hilchas geirus and the gemara in Yevamos, the Rav Soloveitchik thought al pi pashtus that let's say I'll take a goy and I'll tie him down. A 50-year-old guy, a malam l'shem geirus, and he's freedom, bloody murder. What are you doing to me? And then later on, at the age of 75, he'll decide he wants to become a geir. So he said, "Asvar that you wouldn't have to repeat the mila. The mila can even be done bal korcha. The whole kavana l'shem geirus is only needed perhaps by the tefillah, because the gemara's lashon in ksubis is geir kotam madbila moso al das best and zochadam shlagavana. That the tefillah has to be the shem geirus. Maybe the mila, if the moel had in mind the shem geirus is genuk." Even though the one on whom you're doing the milo is unhappy about it. So that's Rav Soloveitchik thought that in such a case, I don't know halacha lemaisa, whether he would pask like that. I remember, and learning the Gemara, he had that impression. That the milo, you don't have to have his haskama. You don't have to have the dog.
That's why a baby doesn't.
Not allowed to do it. Not allowed to tie a guy down the Bachavera. They'll put you in jail for that.
Every baby's Bachavera.
He thought you wouldn't need.
Every baby's Bachavera.
By Bris Mila, that's not the Shem Geiris. That's not the Shem Geiris. But the shal is, if you're doing a Mila, the Shem Geiris, do you really need Das Geiris? And if it's a baby, then it's based on Zochin? Or they say, no, the Zochin only steps in by the Trilo. Because the tefillah is the gemar, that's the completion of the geiris. The first step, the mila, just enables you. That's a big machloikis. When you have a ger hamizgayer, are the two maise geiris mila with tefillah, or do you say no? Mila just makes that he's not an orel and he's able to become a ger. And the tefillah is the soul. Tefillah is the only maise geiris. That's the shala, is the bezn liikuva by the mila. By the tefillah, we assume the bezn is makiv. If you'll be teufel the ger without a bezn, so you have to repeat the tefillah again. But the shabbat, what if you do the mila without a bezin? So in Shulchan Aruch it says lahatchila should have a bezin, but for the yevah the Sfidi Yesh says we pass him the bezin. Not
me. No, the moir is nema. No,
it's not a
bezin. The moir is
nema. Not a shabbat nema. You don't.
But the moir, if you say, let's say the person would go to tefillah, did he go? Didn't go? We don't know, because the woman or the man who was in the mikveh, it's not that. But the person, the moil is like a rabbi, like an eight gomels. That's
not a shayla of nem.
You know that the brit was done and everything.
It's not a question of being believed. The question is, you need a bezdin al pidin. You need a bezdin to accept the gear. So the question is, but at the time of mila, you're not accepting the gear. Mila is just the first step.
That you can go to
preparation. And the next step, the tefillah and the mikveh, that does the whole gear.
Entering the bezdin.
Right. Entering the bezdin. he's in the mikveh.
Then the last stage.
Right. The kabbalah on the tzidur do right before he's tayvel in the mikveh.
After the three.
What right before the three. No, right before he's tayvel in the mikveh. When the ger is in the mikveh up to his neck, then the bezin repeats the kabbalah on mitzvahs. And then with Mekabla Mitzvah, then they tell him he should be Toibul in the Mikra.
The Mila has to be Lishmo. What if somebody Kachayat does a Mila?
And the fact is, he's not at all anymore. The Mila is there.
Mila shall mitzvah on a Jewish baby. Is a Machlekes in the Gemara, Machlekes HaTanoim. We pass the Mila does not need Lishmo. But the Mila, the Shem Geirus, that's a Shaila. Some Rishonim say that Mila, the Shem Geirus, does need Lishmo.
But other times later on.
Yes, you need a kavod on this. Yes, you need a kavod. You do.
Right, that's a machlekes hatanoim. Let's say a goy had circumcision in the shame medical purposes, and then he wants to convert. So would you require a hatofes tambris or not? So that's a machlekes hatanoim and Rab Lezer the mila, and a machlekes harishonim had a paskin. So we require hatofes tambris nisofik belibroch.
Yeah.
That's where Rav Moshe and Rav Soloveitchik sometimes are mekel. Let's say they did the mila l'shem, thinking l'shem mitzvah. They thought it was a Jewish baby. Let's say it's a non-Jewish mother and a Jewish father, and they thought that it was a Jewish baby. They didn't realize it. They did mila, thinking that it's l'shem mitzvah. Then it turns out later on that the baby was not even Jewish at all. That the mila was supposed to have been done l'shem gerus. So Rav Moshe and Rav Soloveitchik and Rov the Ruba of the Paschim are makel on that. That even though the Mila was not done l'shem geirus, as long as it was done l'shem mitzvah, that would also be sufficient. You wouldn't have to repeat the Hatafas Dambis. That l'shem mitzvah's Mila is considered also good enough for l'shem geirus. Even though they didn't have specifically. It's interesting, that shaila comes up very often now.
When doing for
medical purposes. If it's done for medical purposes, then we do require Hatofes Tambris Nisofek, Machloikis, and we'll do the Hatofes Tambris on Abrocha. But let's say it was not done for medical purposes on the guy. It was done the Shem Mitzvah, they thought. Right, but it's not a mitzvah because he wasn't even Jewish, so they were supposed to have in mind the Shem Geris, and they didn't have in mind. So that's a Machloikis. So Ruba, the Ruba of the Paschim say that you wouldn't have to repeat the Hatofes Tambris. One of the Hungarian Achrenim was Machmer on that, so the Minchas Yitzchak right, therefore, he has a long tshuva, Dayan Weiss, he used to be in Eidech HaRedes, then on Hungarische. He has a long tshuva, all of his tshuvas, he quotes all the Marmekoimis. So he quotes all the recent Paschim, everybody's Mekel, then he says, but this long Hungarische Achrenim says Lechumra, he Paschim's Lechumra. Why did he decide it wasn't his Rebbe? Wasn't his Rebbe, he wasn't greater than the others, so why did he decide to be Machmer? I don't know. So all the others, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, and all the other Poskim, Diane Werner wrote a knockout tshuva on this, they all wrote tshuva. So they all said, Lahakil, they all said, Ruba de Ruba said Lahakil. This is the Shaila, how to read this Gemara. According to the Balamor, it should come out that if there's a Frumer Balabos, a Benteri, he knows you got to make an Erev Tavshil, and every Yontav he makes his own Tavshil. Then once he forgets, so the Balamor says it doesn't help. The Rav's Erev Tavshil doesn't help, because it's based on Zoch Lev Mishlei Befonav, and at the time that the Rav put down the Erev Tavshil, like an Umdin in the Muchach, that it's not for him. Yeah, that we're not doing him a favor. The only time he says Zachin the other Shleib Efonav is if at the time that you do the act of Zachin it looks like it's going to be a Teiva Fayenem, and then later on the other person says thank you, I appreciate it.
You can't even rely one time.
Only Balabatim, only Balabatim who don't know how to do it, they can rely on their Rav. That's quite a Chumrah. That's the Balamor learned like that.
I don't go to hotels. Who does in the hotels?
In a hotel, you only need one. Yeah. Someone in the kitchen has to make the Erev Tavshil.
The Mashkiah.
How about the one group of life?
The Mashkiah.
Erev Shabbos.
The Mashkiah.
For the purpose of Shabbos, you have to make one both of them.
That's a shaila in the Gemara later. Do you need an Erev Tavshil? You need an Erev Tavshil if you want to cook or bake for Shabbos.
Hadlaka also.
Oh, so for Hadlaka, that's a shaila in the Gemara. Okay. So we add that in the Nusach. But this Erev Tavshil should be permissible to us. Ladluk is Shraga, it's a light Neris for Shabbos. But that's a machlek, is do you need an Erev Tavshil? And if all you plan to do is to be Madlik Neris. Let's say we're home, and not in a hotel. Let's say we're home, and everything is cooked, everything is prepared in advance, and we're not going to lift a finger to do anything for Shabbos. The only thing we're going to do is going to bench lift. So the Mishnah Berurah says, in such a case, they should make an Erev Tav Shilin b'leib bracha, because all they plan to do is to bench licht. And the Gemara says, Asvara, that the bench licht, it's on the next up. The bench licht, and maybe you don't even need an Erev Tav Shilin.
Yeah. But if the wording is that I should be allowed to, as Yontif comes in, you don't perceive a need to. But this isn't for what was, what's going to. What if something happens that you might? It's just
I don't see either. It's a very strong taina against the Mishnah Berurah, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes. It's an original chiddush that he writes. He doesn't quote it from anybody before. This case, a family is staying home, they plan to eat cold. So everything is all cooked, they're not going to, don't plan to lift a finger. So what? But they want to get a head there just in case they'll change their mind. What's so big? So somehow he ignores that. He says, if your plan on Erev Yontif is not to do anything, even though you may be interested in getting a hat in case you change your mind, he says, you don't make an Erev Tav Shilin at all. And if all you plan to do is light Neiris, then make the Erev Tav Shilin b'leib bracha. Because maybe you don't need it for Neiris. I mean, maybe you may want to change your mind. Maybe you want to carry some food. Maybe the lights will go out. You want to carry your food to someone else's house to eat the Shabbos? Huh? Chumrah. Yeah.
Why should you make a bracha for that? And what if somebody wants to make a bracha? I want to make a bracha. Maybe I'll eat some later. If I'm going to make a bracha marsh, maybe I'll eat later. You can't be some kind of bracha now. Maybe I'll.
This is a bracha for doing later.
No, here he's saying a bracha. He's making a heter. He may not use the heter. That's what he may not use the heter, but he wants to have a heter in his back pocket just in case he does want to use it. So why should that be a chash bracha about
Torah? Maybe that's what he's saying. 100% that he's not going to do it.
He does speak, but he's saying, how can you be 100%? Something can always come up. You can change your mind. But still, he tied as well. If you're getting a heter, so you do get a heter. So even if you don't use it, but the fact that I prepared the heter, why? It's not a mitzvah to make an erev tav shilin. The bracha goes on the accomplishment of the heter amatir. Yeah, the bracha goes on the accomplishment. But it's a vada that he just made a heter.
Yeah.
So why can't he say a
bracha?
What if it turns out he made an Erev Tav Shilin and doesn't cook anything for Shabbos? It turns out he said a bracha on top. Do you make a bracha on Erev HaTeres if you don't plan to carry? Why not? Why shouldn't you? The same Shabbos. Yeah. Why shouldn't you say a bracha? I don't know. I don't know. I was bothered with the same kasha on the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, maybe I said it over in such a way, I included my kasha. Okay, I think it's difficult also. Okay, this is the famous Gemara. Okay, now the Gemara quotes Tanu Shaila Tana Rabbanon Yontav Shchali is be'erev Shabbos. Yontav Shchali is be'erev Shabbos. Okay, now the new Shaila Eima Arvin La'erev Chumin V'loy Erev Echatzir. Not talking Erev Tav Shilin. Erev Tav Shilin you got to make on Erev Yontif. Yeah. Now it's in the middle of Yontif. I want to make an Erev Tchumin for Shabbos in order to go walk Chutz L'Tchum on Shabbos. In the middle of Yontif, I can't make an Erev Tchumin for Yontif. The Erev Tchumin has to be made before Yontif or before Shabbos. But now, it's the middle of Yontif, I want to make an Erev Tchumin for tomorrow, for Shabbos. Or I want to make an Erev Chatzeres, but I live in an apartment building. So on Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry from one apartment to the other unless you have a box of matzahs put away. Am I allowed to put the box of matzahs on Yontif for tomorrow with Shabbos? In order that we should all be allowed to carry in the building. So there's a machlekes hatanoim. Yontif shchali is be'er Shabbos. Tanakama says, Eim arvin neither. Lo erev v'tchumim v'lo erev v'chatzes. You're not allowed to make either erev for tomorrow. And Rabbi Yoimer, one you're allowed to, one you're not allowed to. Ma'arvin erev v'chatzes. You are permitted to put away an Erev Chatzeres for tomorrow, but like Erev Tchumin. What's the difference? Lepnei Shata Osher B'Dover HaOsolo. On Yontif, you're not allowed to go Chutz L'Tchum. So if you're going to make an Erev Tchumin for tomorrow, you're creating a Hetet for tomorrow that doesn't exist today. But the Erev Chatzeres on Yontif, basically, you're allowed to carry on Yontif. Oichon Nevesh, you're allowed to carry Tzoch HaYontzas. So you want to make an Erev Chatzeres today for tomorrow to be Mamshech today's Hetet tomorrow. That the heter that I have today to carry in the apartment building should continue to exist tomorrow on Shabbos, despite the fact that
like
Shabbos.
Erev Tav Shilin. Same thing like Erev Tav Shilin.
Yeah, but Erev Tav Shilin you make on Erev.
Yeah, but no, there's a danger to cook. To the end to cook the
Yes, yeah, so here, Rebbe says to continue the hefta from today till tomorrow, that you may do. So you may make an Erebe Chatzeret, but you're not permitted to make an Erebe Tchumen because you're creating a new hefta. What's going on here? What's the pshat? So this din appears in the Gemara in Erevin. How come they don't tell you where it is? The Tosfos tells you. Here. Erevin Daf Lamed Ches, the bottom Tosfos. So the Gemara in Erevin says like this. We had a din of Hachana de Rabba. It was a long time ago. But it was on base, Lamed Beis, I think. Hachana de Rabba. V'hoye by Meshish v'chinu es ha'she yaviyu. So what does that pasuk imply when they quote from Shmois Perek Tezayin? On that base, Lamed Beis. V'hoye by Meshish v'chinu es ha'she yaviyu. Chol mechem l'shab v'chol mechem v'yontev. Then Yontem Mechel, the Shabbos, then Shabbos Mechina LeYontem. So that's Rabbah's din. And it's a din deraisa, the Gemara says. The Gemara says that the next da, Safik, Beitim, Shinol, the Beyontem, Safik, Beitim, Shinol, Ben Yontem, Safik deraisa, Lechum, because Achona de Rabbah is a din deraisa. So the Ferishi Gemara. The Gemara says, Asvar, that you get Malkus. The Gemara Psochem talks, maybe you get Malkus for violating Achona de Rabbah. Maybe you don't. It's not a Mefurish Alav in the Pasuk. Okay. But Achona de Rabbah is a din deraisa. What exactly is that din deraisa? So the later Achranim point out that if you put together the Gemara, there are two parts to Achana de Rabba. One part, Achana de Rabba, it's an Erevin Lamed Ches. One part of Achana de Rabba is that you're not permitted to do a Achana on today for tomorrow. If it's Shabbos next to Yontif, you're not allowed to do Achana the first day for the second day. It's an Issa to make a Maisa Achana. Then there's another din, if a Achana happened to be Shamayim by itself. Cold baits of the Messiah Dohidna may Esmo Gomrolo. When the hen lays an egg today, it was completed inside the body of the hen yesterday. It was completed by Day Shamayim. Nobody did an improper achana. It was a natural process. So nonetheless, even though nobody did any, no human being, no goy, no Jew, no one did anything wrong, nonetheless, any oichel that had an improper achana, improper means it was hukhan. So Yantav Shabbos, Shabbos Yantav, you're not allowed to eat. That's what it says in the Gemara. Here the Gemara talks about Achana B'day Shamayim, it happened by itself. And there the Gemara in Erez in Lamed Ches is talking about Achana B'day Adam, that there's an Issa to do a preparation on the first day for the second day. So the Shabbos, what do you mean it's an Issa deraisa to do Achana the first day for the second day? So Tosfos asks, but you cook on Yontif for Shabbos. You cook on Yontif for Shabbos. How can you make an Erev Tavshilin to be Mata an Issa deraisa? Achana de Rabba is an Issa deraisa. The Tosfos says no. Achana de Rabba only applies to rare instances where you're doing a Dova Chodosh. We discussed them when we learned Dabbes. Only when you're creating a Dova Chodosh. Where do you have a Dova Chodosh? So the Sefer Achinuch writes like that. You can count on the fingers of one hand. How many cases are the Dova Chodosh? Very rare instances where Achana de Rabba applies. So one of them is the Deitza Shenolda Hoidna. That's a very rare instance. And another case means I'm making Yontif next to Shabbos, I'm making an Erev Chatzeres today for tomorrow, I'm making an Erev Tchumen today for tomorrow, I'm creating a new Heter that didn't exist without it. If you have an Erev Tchumen, you can go Chutz Tchum. If you don't have it, you can't go. It's not time I'm cooking the food, I'm making it Roy Bachid. That's the same food as it was before. But you cooked it and you added spices, you added flavoring, so that's not a Dova Chodesh. But to create a new Hefta, Erebe Tchumen, or Erebe Chatzeres that didn't exist before, that's considered creating a Dova Chodesh. And that's the reason for the Tanakama. The Gemara says in Erevin, the reason for the Tanakama, where are we? Yantav Shechaldi is the Erev Shabbos, this Tosefta, Eimi Arvin Nivir, Lo Erebe Tchumen, Lo Erebe Chatzeres, you're not allowed to, because of Achona de Rabba. Good. Okay. The Taina, but that's what the Tanakama holds, and that's called the Dova Chodesh. That's called
Asiyas Dova Chodesh. I'll get a new dwelling.
Malkum, yeah, creating a new Malkum. So the Tanakama, we understand. That's what it says in Gemara. My time of the Rebbe, what does Rebbe make up Shore? Ma'ar v'ner v'chatzeres avaloi eru v'tchumen. What's the difference? Nei sh'atos v'dova ha'osalo. The Pasha Pshat and Rebbe is like this. When do you consider it a Dova Chodosh? If it's also today to go Chutz L'Tchum, and for tomorrow I'm going to make an Erev Tchum for today, for tomorrow. Today's Parfala can't make an Erev Tchum for today. Erev Tchum has to be made before the day begins. But for tomorrow, tomorrow is tomorrow. So I'm going to make an Erev Tchum today for tomorrow. It's going to be a new Heter, Yesh Me'ayin. So I'm not continuing today's Heter tomorrow. That's a Dova Chodosh. But on Yontif, to carry, for carrying purposes, I do carry in the apartment building on Yontif without an Erev. So I'm making an Erev Chatzeres on Yontif for Shabbos to continue. Today's Heter should continue. So that doesn't look like a Dova Chodesh. It doesn't look like a double chanish. The whole thing we're talking about over here is only midirabbanan, because the whole erve chaseris and all erve tchumen, the whole tchumen is only midirabbanan. All tchumen is only midirabbanan. But still, does it look like a double chadosh or not? So that's the pashup shat in Rebbe, that if he's making an erve tchumen atarosu b'dabar ha'osalo, because that's considered the yitziras heta chadosh. But yatarosu b'dabar amutalo to be mamshach today heta, that's not double chadosh. That's pashup shat. Taisus on this gemara has akasha. How can Rebbe, what's going on? There is a famous machloikas and Erev in a few places. The bottom Tais says, there is machloikas when you have Shabbos next to Yontif, do you treat it as if it's Kedusha Achas? As if the Bein Hashmashas of the first day is the Oyser for both days, for 48 hours? Or do you say, no, Shtei Kedusha say. Shabbos is Lechud and Yontif is Lechud. Each one is separate. What's the difference? So the difference is, can you make a separate Erev et Chumash for the first day and separate Erev et Chumash for the second day? That's in Mishnayis, I would like that. You can't make, let's say, in a regular Shabbos Yom Tov, I can make an Erev Beit Chumen. Let's say I live over here. So I can only go out Kan. So Friday night, I want to walk to the hospital over there, Chutz L'Tchum, to visit someone. Shabbos morning, I want to go to hear the Chazan over there, and Shabbos Shudas, I want to go to Sheva Brachas over there. So I want to make three different Erev Beit Chumen. One for Friday night, one for Shabbos morning, one for Shabbos Shudas time. So you can't do that. You have to have one for the whole day. So if you have 2 days next to each other, Shabbos next to Yom Tov, do you treat it like Kedusha Achas? So you can only have one Erev Beit Chumen for the whole 2 days? Or you say Shtei Kedushas? The Rebbe's opinion and the Gemara in Erevin is that it's Kedusha Achas. So Tyson says, that what in the world is he talking about? How can you, there's nothing to discuss. How can you discuss what you can make on Yom Tov? An Erev Chatzeres or an Erev Beit Chumen for tomorrow? What do you mean for tomorrow? It's the middle. We're holding in mitten. In the middle. We're holding in the middle. How can you make... If you want to make... You should have made yesterday. An Erev Yontif, because Yontif next to Shabbos is Kedusha Achas. So what's Rebbe talking about? There's nothing to discuss. The Taisu says the Harif is... That's Pshatan Rebbe. That's Pshatan Rebbe. That what? What do you mean Kedusha Achas? It's only Kedusha Achas with respect to those dinim that they share in common. So with respect to Tchumen... Chumen is also Beim Shabbos, Beim Yontif. So then you say Kedusha Achas. So that's why you're not allowed to make the Erev Beit Chumen on the first day for the second day, because it's Kedusha Achas, so you're holding it in mitten. You're holding it in the middle of the day. So it's too late. You should have made it on Erev. But as far as carrying is concerned, on Yontif you're allowed to carry. On Shabbos you're not allowed to carry. So how can you say Kedusha Achas with respect to carrying? So it's not Kedusha Achas. So today is separate and tomorrow is separate. So therefore I can make the Erev Chatzeres on Yom Tov and Shabbos, because it's before the day begins. That's a harifah.
So they split.
With respect to some dinim, that's a harifah. With respect to some halachas, I'll say Kedusha Achas. With respect to those dinim that they have in common, I'll say Kedusha Achas. With respect to the dinim that they don't have in common, I'll say Shtei Kedushas. And that's Pshat and Rebbe. That's a harifah. That's the Pashat Pshat and Rebbe is not so. Pashup Shad Rebbe is not so, but Taisa says, how can you deal with the Pashup Shad if he holds that it's a Kedusha Achas, and the assumption seems to be that it's Shtei Kedushas.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Say Friday night is the first night of focus, and you're in a common courtyard like you have in Lower Manhattan, Lower East Side. You forgot to make an Erev Chatzeres. You make one on Shabbos itself?
No, you can't.
So
you have to ask a goy if there are any goyim left on the east side. You have to ask a goy to carry the food for you, because that's a shuz the shuz the makam mitzvah. You ask a goy, he's only the rabbanim. He's carrying in a makam where there's no air if it's not a misa deraisa. If the makam has mechitzas, the only thing is he forgot to put away the box of matzahs.
Yeah.
So that's only an isa derabbanan. So if they ask a goy to do an isa derabbanan, is muta be makam mitzvah. That's called shuz the shuz. To take down the food, yeah. You have no choice in such a case. You have to ask a goy to carry the food.
Okay.
Well, then, next week I'd like to talk a little more. Here it says on the site to look in the Tesis in Ksubas Dab Zion. It's Nagel Alokh. So next week we'll pick up that Tesis. And this week, Sedra, we have the Dinim of all the Big De Kuna. I'll list it off. The Kohen Gadol has the Shmoina Big De Kuna, and the Kohen Hedyot has the Yavor Big De Kuna. So one of the big dekune that the Kohen Gadol wears is the tzitz. And the pasuk says the tzitz ashayla, is it really a beged, because it's made from gold? It's not a beged, it's a tachshit. Rashi always writes a tachshit. It's not a beged. a svar that they wouldn't be, there is a din of miyuta begodin. If your kohen wears kohen hedya, let's say wears more than four, kohen gadol wears more than eight, miyuta begodin is not good. So let's say the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur is supposed to, when he goes lefnai v'lefnim, he doesn't wear all of these begodin. So let's say he'll wear an extra beged, he'll put on a tie, put on another beged, that'll be miyuta begodin. So it'll pass all the avodah. So what if he'll wear the tzitz? So the svar in Rashi, that if he wears the tzitz, it's not called, it's not a beged, it's a takshit, so it's not called miyuta begodin. Because the Gemara says he doesn't wear the tzitz when he goes in because it's zohov.
And
then he what do you have to give agodah? What do you have to give drush? It says miyuta begodin. Allah only requires four begodin of the kangaroo on Yom Kippur when he goes with Naradin. Where's an extra bag in his puzzle? What does Gemara have to give Enka Tegan Asunin? So they point out that Rashi says on the Gemara that the tzitz is a takshit. That maybe means to say it's a takshit, it's not a beggar. It's a shiloh. And let's say the Kohen will wear a big dekun and wear a ring and wear
marriage
a watch
band
and wear other things, other wear glasses. Nothing counts. These are not begodim because it's not made from cloth and it's not made from leather. Could be. It's a shiloh. Could be. There's no din of miyuta begodim, extra begodim on that. Anyway, so it says in the Chumash that the tzitz he has to wear, he has to wear it on his meitzach. So Pashab Shad Meitzach is over here. So the Targum Unkel says, Al mitzchah bein einohi. What does that mean, bein einohi? So it says, the tetzachas bein einecho,
the
Chumash, by tefillin, doesn't mean over here. It means the makom seyer. So Tosfos says that maybe when the Targum Unkel says bein einohi by the tzitz, hoya mitzcha tamid, even though the metzach is the forehead, but maybe bein einohi and the Targum Unkel has the same connotation as tetzachas bein einecho, so you have to wear the tzitz over here. So that's a shaila. Did the Kagadol wear the tzitz over here, or did he wear the tzitz over here? Because the Gemara says
saira
hoya nira bein tzitz lemitznefes. The Kagadol wears a big mitznefes, a big yarmulke. And he had the tzitz over here, and he wore tefillin also. So sairo hayanira, bein tzitz lemitznefes. The tzitz was here, the mitznefes was here, and there's a little room to put on a little shalrosh. All the kohanim had. All the kohanim had yid also. Wore. They all wore shalrosh. The Gemara says shalyad you can't wear because you can't put the shalyad on top of the big dekuna because it'll be a chatzitza for the tefillin. Can't put the shalyad under the big dekuna, it'll be a chatzitza for the big dekuna. So kamenish. So they wore tefillin shalyad outside of the Beis HaMikdash. When they were not wearing big dekuna, but in the Beis HaMikdash, they couldn't wear the shalyad. But the shalrosh they do wear. The Gemara says in Menachos, that's an example. The shalyad is not marked the shalrosh. The Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash wear the shalrosh. And they can't wear the shalyad because of the chatzitza issue. So Tosfos has 2 days. Where exactly was this? Tosfos in the beginning of Sukkah, and Tosfos in Yom, different places. Does it mean that the tzitz was al mitzcha bein einohi means over here? And then the tefillin was back, further back, and then Mimela, the mitznefes was further back. Or do you say no? The tzitz was over here, the tefillin was over here, the mitznefes was over here. By kohen hadyot there is no tzitz. So kohen hadyot wear the tefillin over here and the mikbas. By kohen hadyot is called the mikbas. The big hat of the kohen hadyot is called the mikbas. The hat of the kohen gadol is called the mitznefes. The Tosfos makes a suggestion. Why does it have a shinui lashon? So they suggest maybe the mitznefes of the kohen gadol was smaller than
the mikbas of the kohen gadol.
They usually assume whoever has the bigger yarmulke is the bigger klumah. The Tosfos suggests maybe the kohen gadol had to wear a smaller yarmulke because he has to wear the tzitz over here and he has to wear tefillin over here, so there's no room. It'll be chatzitzas. He has to wear the mitznefes further back, but the kohen gadol doesn't have to wear the tzitz over here. He just wears the tefillin over here, and the mikbas is bigger than the mitznefes. That's what Tosfos suggests. The Tosfos has 2 days about that. Was the mitznef the same size as the mikbas? Because the tzitz is here, or not the tzitz is here? 2 days. Then Tosfos has a then the Gemara has a discussion, the beginning of Sukkah, an interesting discussion regarding the tzitz. It says, if itachtol b'tuche choysom, kodesh l'ashem. The Gemara says that it was boiling. The Gemara says that it was protruding. It said, kodesh l'ashem, kodesh lamed yud kei vav kei. So there's a machlekes hatanoim had it said. One Tana says that it said Kodesh La, and then above that it said Yud Kei Vav Kei. So it didn't read straight. They were on 2 lines, one below the other. The first line, you start from the lower line and you continue
up,
on the upper line, you go up. Yud Kei Vav Kei should be higher. The Shem Hashem should be higher than Kodesh. So it's Kodesh La, and you go up a line and then you read Hashem. And the other Tana says, what are you talking about? I was in Rome.
Yeah.
And the Gemara in Me'ila tells the whole story how he got, saved the emperor's daughter, the life of the emperor's daughter. And then they said, whatever you want, we're going to take you into the treasury, whatever you want, you can take. And then he went in and he saw all the kelim from the Beis HaMikdash, and he saw the tzitz, and he saw the pareches, and it had sprinkles, and it had daman, and he saw, and he didn't want to take anything, didn't want to take any gold and silver, he just took
the
gzeres, the decree that the government had made against the Jews, that they shouldn't keep Shabbos and mitzvahs and so on. So he ripped it up, that's all he wanted. So he ripped up the decree, and that's all he took from the Beis HaMikdash. So while he was there snooping around, so he saw the pareches, and it had sprinkling of blood on it. So Gemara says, why did it have blood on it? Can God not supposed to sprinkle blood on the pareches? In front of the pareches. Sometimes he slips. Sometimes he sprinkled too far. He's supposed to sprinkle in front of the pareches. Sometimes he missed. And then it said he saw the tzitz. And he says it's just not true. It was on one line. Kodesh Lashem. It wasn't on two lines. So he has archaeological evidence. Not even archaeological. He says, I saw the tzitz. And it's one line. So you look in the Rambam. That's the Lashon that he says. And it's all on one line. So the Rambam passes, lo and behold, two lines. So the Kesher Mishnah is, how you talking? The Gemara says he saw with his own eyes. He saw with his own eyes. So the Kesher Mishnah says you got to be careful with archaeological proof, because the tzitz always had to fit the forehead of the Kohen Gadol. So some Kohanim Gadolim have big foreheads, some have little. It has to fit his head. Whether you put it on the Metzach, you put it over here, wherever you put it, it has to fit his head. So every Kohen Gadol, they had to make a different tzitz. So maybe sometimes they made it like that, and sometimes they made it like that. The question is, which is the more correct way to make it? So the Rambam follows the majority opinion. Kodesh La Shem. Aye, but you see, it was made like that. So they made it wrong. They made it wrong. There wasn't one tzitz for the history of all the Kohen Gadol. Every Kohen Gadol had another tzitz, so they made that wrong. It doesn't necessarily mean anything. That's the Shaila. Let's say you dig in Eretz Yisrael, you find a mikveh.
Yeah.
You might find a mikveh. Oh, so they showed that the Chazon Ish is shurim are wrong. Maybe the people who made the mikveh made it wrong. Maybe the Chazon Ish is right. If they discover 5,000 mikvahs all over Eretz Yisrael, they're all not like the Chazon Ish, then you have a raya that no one followed the Chazon Ish. But if you find one mikveh, or in Hilchas Tefillin, there's a machlokes Rashi and Rambam in the Talmud, what should the Seder HaParshiyos be in the Tefillin Shel Rosh? So they found Tefillin, the Prisha quote, they found Tefillin, the Kever of Yecheskel HaNavi, filmed the Rabbeinu Tam. So it shows in the days of Yecheskel HaNavi that filmed the Rabbeinu Tam. So the other Achrayim saying, maybe those were Tfilim Psulim, so you put the Neshemis. They were always with people.
Maybe he had two pairs of Tfilim, one for Rashi and one for Rabbeinu Tam. It's just not Rabbeinu Tam's Tfilim.
Okay. So that's a problem. Whenever they discover something, an archaeological discovery,
how much can you rely on?
You have to think, is this an absolute proof? Maybe that's what they did. Maybe the Rove held that it's not something. Got to be careful not to jump to conclusions.